Sounding that close to a pipe organ requires the Hammond to produce an astonishing variety of tones. Inside the organ, it has something to do with what they call tone wheels, notched discs spinning near magnets. But for the Hammond player, the magic is in these drawbars.
Welcome to Jazz Organic, a weekly radio stop for the truest American art form as played on the Hammond B3 organ. My name is Andy Schultz. Thanks for joining me. On this edition of Jazz Organic, we'll dust off the vinyl for some disco-era cuts featuring Jimmy McGriff, plus music from organist Lonnie Gasparini. This week's album spotlight shines on one from the Deep Blue Organ Trio, Chris Foreman, Bobby Broom, and Greg Rockingham. It's their studio release featuring the music of Stevie Wonder. It's called Wonderful, and it's a little later in the hour. Let's kick off this hour with music from Jimmy McGriff, a 1977 LRC release called Tail Gunner, and as other records from the era tend to have, a heavy disco influence. Yes, jazz survived and surpassed disco in lifespan, and their marriage, well, it was short. But there were some interesting sounds to come out of that era. From the 1977 release, this one's called Starlight Ballroom Hot Licks Band Stomp. It's music from Jimmy McGriff here on Jazz Organic. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
That's called Skyhawk from a 1977 LRC vinyl release for Jimmy McGriff called Tail Gunner. Let's snap back to the straight-ahead sounds of organist Lonnie Gasparini. Here's a live trio recording with guitarist Masami Ishikawa and drummer Mark Teixeira. It's called North Beach Blues. The tune is Keep Talkin'. It's organist Lonnie Gasparini here on Jazz Organic. Thank you.
Thank you.
Doctor from organist Lonnie Gasparini's live trio recording North Beach Blues with Masami Ishikawa and Mark Teixeira. On the other side of a short break, it's this week's album spotlight. You're listening to Jazz Organic. This is Jazz Organic, a weekly radio stop for the truest American art form as played on the Hammond B3 organ. I'm Andy Schultz. Thanks for joining me. It's time for this week's album spotlight. Chicago's tradition and built-in history with the Hammond organ makes the city a destination for jazz organ fans, based on what you can hear weekly at the many jazz stops in and out of the city. That makes the time period that the now-separated Deep Blue Organ Trio played together locally a special one. It wasn't just local, though. The secret got out as the trio opened up for the group Steely Dan on tour. The group's arrangements were unique and fresh, and the individual solo work was always great. Their fourth recording, a studio session from 2011, features the music of Stevie Wonder, with an appropriate title, Wonderful. We'll start sampling from that CD release with Stevie's composition, made famous by Rufus and Chaka Khan. It's music from Deep Blue. It's this week's album spotlight. The tune, Tell Me Something Good, here on Jazz Organic. Thank you.
Thank you.
My Cherie Amour, a Stevie Wonder classic, as recorded by the Deep Blue Organ Trio on their 2011 Origin recording, Wonderful, this week's album spotlight. Recorded in December of that year in Barrington, Illinois, the recording would turn out to be the group's last, and after some Steely Dan tours, the group broke up in 2013. We'll continue sampling from this week's album spotlight, Deep Blue's Wonderful, with their take on You've Got It Bad Girl on Jazz Organic. Thank you. Haven't Done Nothing. Organist Chris Foreman, guitarist Bobby Broom, drummer Greg Rockingham. The Deep Blue Organ Trio, a 2011 Origin release called Wonderful, part of this week's album spotlight. This is Jazz Organic. You've been listening to Jazz Organic, your radio home for jazz on the B3 organ. Comments or questions? Email jazzorganic@gmail.com, facebook.com/jazzorganic, or follow on Twitter for show updates, twitter.com/jazz_organic. Jazz Organic is a co-production of Lakeshore Public Media and Chicago's Home for Jazz, WDCB. Until next time, I'm Andy Schultz.